You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. Peter Murray and Jenny Wayne are John Hart Jackie. They're not a romantic couple, and they live on opposite coasts, but they finish each other's sentences as if they were married. Like when they explain why they use the word heart and not the icon in printed iterations of their name.
I was just like, a little. I mean, putting heart in your band name anyway is already cheesy, it's like...
That would be a little much.
It's just like,
it takes away maybe kicks it into one direction just like a little farther then.
Yeah, it should. We're already walking that line, I think, a little bit, so it's like, okay.
Although they aren't married, they've shared a lot of road trips together touring, and it seems like they had a pretty good time, judging by songs like Jenny Wayne's Nevada City.
I was thinking about this series of days that we spent driving through the Sierras and around Nevada City and Placerville, California, and there was just something really magical about being up there and it was summertime and we were on tour, and we were listening to really great records in the car. I can't remember what they were, but conditions were perfect to have like a really incredible time. And so I was just sort of thinking about all those little pieces.
Swept up yet again by California. How I your giver. Show me everything you can see. There's a miracle stranded time.
Nevada City is full of sunshine, but other songs are darker. Forsaker is foreboding and atmospheric, but the inspiration finds Jenny Wayne taking a simple, everyday task and using it for a broader metaphor.
There's a part of the song that feels kind of like the crux of the song, which is when I say,
I swept
you out, but the wind blows you back in. I was house-sitting for a friend, and I was sweeping the floor, and that kept happening, and I was just so frustrated, and I thought, this is kind of what it's like, this exact thing. You do put all this effort towards moving forward and cleaning up your life, and then somehow this all just comes blowing back in and ruins everything again.
We were talking about this song the other day, actually. We were having breakfast, and for some reason, it came up in conversation, and I liked that you said it's a breakup song, but like a year or two after you break up with someone, and it's all the like haunting parts of a breakup.
John Hart Jackie have been playing together for 6 years. Just into his 30s, Peter Murray is tall and lanky with shoulder-length brown hair, a comfortable blue sweater, and jeans. He's holding a classic-style hollow-body electric guitar. Jenny Wayne is the same age, petite, with curly black hair, a simple knee-length black dress, and sporting a Microfrets electric guitar. They first got together singing Sam Cooke songs. They cast back 6 years for one of them.
If you ever... Oh, no, you sing that part.
If you ever change your mind about leaving me behind, bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home to me. I'm not doing the yeah part. So basically, that was atrocious. So we recorded a version of this Sam Cooke song. We just sound like a bunch of white kids, which we are.
We're not quite as soulful.
We don't
as
have
I think
quite
we
the
feel.
Soul, and that was my hesitation in singing it.
That was charmingly shaky, but there's nothing wobbly about the harmonies Jenny and Peter sing as John Hart Jackie. They're inspired by a lot of earlier male-female duos.
Well, I guess in the very beginning there was Emmylou Harris and Graham Parsons and
like Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, or like Welch, more country sort of things. But then I would like when you this record is like Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham was like it kind of evolved into this like what is the duet in pop music in that sense. But Johnny Cash and June Carter are still like those sort of
like male, female, two voices together. It's definitely is an influence.
Jenny Wayne in particular brings a country feel to her singing.
Yeah, I grew up listening to a lot of American roots music and a lot of old time music, a lot of Emmylou Harris and Dolly Parton in my house.
This is like this time to shout out to your father. Like, thank, yeah. Thanks, Dad, for your taste in music.
Thanks, Dad, for the influence.
We
John Hart, Jackie, feel like they're expanding the role of the duet with some influences you don't find in most country music.
I was listening to all of those ambient Brian Eno records and the feeling, you know, there's a lot of things that people don't consciously hear, but they feel in music.
That might account for the bowed guitar a la Jimmy Page and Sigur Rós's Yunzi that Peter brings into the music.
That was an attempt to try to get it to sound bigger. I actually just bought a new pedal like 3 days ago, and it really makes that sound. Like on the record, that's actually three tracks of guitar and bowed bass, and it's all this whole thing. It was like, how can I emulate that live? But a couple delay pedals in your pedal board, pedal chain, that'll really do
that'll
it.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
John Hart, Jackie have beautiful harmonies, often multi-tracking their voices, especially Jenny Wayne's. But while Americana and country are deep in their roots, they make an effort to avoid the obvious cliches, possibly to their own commercial peril. That's why they often use enhanced guitar work and keyboards to play parts instead of singing them, like on the song, We Will Be Wild.
With We Will Be Wild in particular, I just was really trying to make sure it didn't turn into like cheesy, kind of too like Americana sing-along, I won't say names, but Mumford & Sons kind of thing. I was just like worried about it going into that territory. So the idea with the production was to like, let me augment these sounds pretty drastically. It was just an effort to try to not make it too Americana-y sounding, at least tonally.
You heaven forbid you should sell like a million or so records like Mumford & Sons.
Like...
You can hear John Hart, Jackie being wild and wonderful on their album Episodes on Pour Le Spore Records. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, E-C-H-O-E-S, .org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.